See, in the first part of the lecture, Prabhupada talks about the Sankhya. And as you analyze the world in which we are living, you will see that there are smaller and smaller and smaller objects. And man thought that the smallest object is atom. But there are even more smaller than atoms also, like protons, neutrons. So one of the things that surprises scientists is, oh, even in an atom, the electrons are moving. So what is the cause of the movement of electron? Nobody knows. Because there is super soul. If super soul is not in the atom, electron cannot move. Because every movement should have some meaning. A fan is rotating because there is electricity passing, isn't it? So therefore Prabhupada says you go smaller than the atom is nucleus, proton, mesons, like that you can go below. And you will not be able to go below that. There are even more finer things. Even at that stage also there are movements. And the movement is caused by presence of Krishna. Like that he said. Now, somebody may say that, okay, whether you have small matter or big matter, one atom or multiple atoms, ultimately everything is made up of atoms only. So the atomic theory says that you don't have to worry about any goal of life, meaning of life, purpose of life. Tum atom, me atom, he atom, everybody atom. The whole universe is made of atoms only. Just eat, drink and be merry. They will say. Therefore, he took it to the next step. What is the next step? He went on to talk about the rasa. And then he said that although everything appears to be made up of atoms only, he even told Vishwarupa Darshanam, which Krishna showed. That is actually a godless display of opulences. If you read the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Arjuna was not appealed by it. So a big mass of atoms doesn't appeal a devotee. So the material energy with all its grandeur never touches the heart of the devotee. So, but the Lord shows that huge amount of, like vast oceans, there are millions of size of Pacific Ocean also and millions of universes. So Krishna's greatness, vastness as well as the smallness, both are ultimately coming from Him. But this is not the ultimate. That's the whole point. Somebody may say, oh really? Because scientists are stuck in thinking how great the material energy is and how small material energy is. If you are stuck there, you are gone. That is not the goal of life. There is another thing which is called variety and rasa. Then he went on to talk about the 12 types of rasa that exist between Lord and the devotees. And then he said that at every place you will see variety. You take a bunch of flowers, you find variety. Although we are putting so many seeds in this world, you take a bunch of seeds and throw it in the garden, different flowers come. Jandu comes, rose comes, orange, different type of flowers. So Prabhupada said, the varieties of flowers is actually programmed in the seed itself by the Lord. So just as there are varieties of flowers, varieties of fragrances, there are varieties of dealings of the devotees with the Lord also. So and that is what actually gives juice to life. Not just dead matter. So, in this way Prabhupada is criticizing scientists that you guys are stuck on atom. You are not lifting your vision to see that all these atoms, small and big, the material energy is created by one Supreme Lord and with whom all the subordinate jivas have a very loving exchange. There are 12 types of exchange. You have no brain to see that. You are stuck. Therefore, he took it to that point. And then when he talked about the rasa, he was telling him there is a rasa where Krishna plays on the flute and gopis are mesmerized by it. But there is another rasa where somebody wants to see Krishna as a ratangapani, lifting the wheel and running after him. And then he explained that pastime. In this way, the rasas is what gives juice to life. Like that he brought that point about rasa everything. Then the third point he brought was, he said that, man generally, because he is only seeing atom and matter and everything, he tends to think many times, people say, I am God, or I am equal to God, or I am greater than God, or all of us are gods. See, this is not, Prabhupada is not saying on his own. These are all Western philosophies. If you read the Western, different philosophers, these kind of bogus philosophies are abundantly available in the Western books. Prabhupada is saying, where have all these concoctions come from? From the imaginations and speculations of the fools. Therefore, Prabhupada says that actually, Then he goes on to talk about how even God's material creation is very great. Spiritual rasa exchange is another thing. His material creation is so great that it's unimitable. And for that he gave an example. What example he gave? He said that he has made two machines, male and female, and then it can multiply. The other man who was arguing with Prabhupada said, God has just made automatic watch. He made this world automatic and put it running. No. Actually, Prabhupada said, can you make that automatic? You are having Ashok Leyland, Bajaj Auto. Why don't you make one male auto, female auto and leave the company and go and relax at home like Mahavishnu is relaxing? Can you do that? You can't do that. You have to, every car you have to only make. You kasarat karna padega, pachana chutna padega tumko. But God doesn't have to do that. He can relax. And you know, millions and millions of 8.4 million species products are coming out. So he said that means even in material creation one should see his greatness. And then he came to the point that real intelligence means to know that we are tiny and he is great. We are plural subordinates, he is singular supreme. Because we are tiny, whatever he has, the same abilities are also there in us, but in minute quantity. Like he has huge creative energy, such a huge size as well as atomic size he can create, and he is also producing many 8.4 million species he is producing. So we also have ability to produce, but our ability is limited. So man is creating so many, inventing so many things, but we cannot do like him. So we have to accept our subordinate position to him. So he brought that, you are not equal to him. It's called asama urdhva. There is nobody equal to him or nobody greater than him. Everybody cannot become God. It is all bogus. So we are subordinate and we have to realize that. So then he brought it to the point of subordination of us to him. So once you know he is singular supreme, we are plural subordinates, then what are we supposed to do? No, don't meddle with atom and molecule. It's useless. It is all jada, dead. Instead, you go to the other zone, which is rasa. Because in this world also, we all like fruit juices. We like, in relationships also, we like exchanging man, woman, rasa. Everybody is behind that. So you all are, everybody, all jivas are after rasa. So exchange rasa with Supreme Lord. And why you should exchange? Because you are all subordinates. He is singular supreme. That exchange of rasa is the ultimate goal of life. So in this way, he gradually developed the subject, and while developing this in this manner, he gave many little examples of how the Lord's greatness becomes manifest in every part of his creation. Wherever sarvam vishnumayam jagat, wherever you turn around, you see Krishna's hand, you know, very powerfully present everywhere. So a devotee of the Lord, even though he sees Krishna's hand everywhere, he doesn't become fascinated by the material energy, because he knows that this is only his material energy. His spiritual energy is far superior, and his loving exchange and the rasa that he exchanges is by far superior. So then, like you go to somebody's house, you see a golden pen. Like, you know, once we went for a donor's house, and the donor was inside. You know, one person was with me, was saying, hey, see, he has a golden pen. See, he uses a golden pen. You become fascinated to the golden pen and his shoe rack, you know, and his beautiful garden, all these things. You should make a relationship with that fellow. Who? The donor. Then he will give crores of rupees. Correct, no? And if you go and ask him, sir, can I take this golden pen with me? He will say, take it and go. You have no relation with him. Similarly, Prabhupada says, don't become fascinated by Krishna's energy. Become fascinated by Krishna himself. The same manner, not only we should appreciate the philosophy of Prabhupada, we should become fascinated by Prabhupada himself. The person, the teacher who has that ability to grasp such unfathomable knowledge and present it in such a lucid manner. So when that affection develops, then all knowledge will be revealed very easily. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।